ladies and gentlemen, the home of Doper Dave.
Oh, Jesus. I ain't had any dope for 2 weeks. Maybe there's an old roach in the drawer. Country set today, and we're going to start off with a flat and Scrugg. It's Foggy Mountain Breakdown.
Yeah. Lester and Earl.
Yes. Okay. Here it is.
What'd I do? The goddamn tuning bar's gone off the dial. I probably broke the radio. Shit. Wait a minute. What's this?
They're at ATM. You're listening to...
I think I'm getting something.
WX Radio, 71.3 off your FM dial in the beautiful town of Box Springs.
And now it's time for the Kitchen Crusader Show with Eloise McDonald. A program dedicated to adding culture to your cuisine. Now, here's Eloise.
Hello, ladies. This is Eloise saying welcome to our show. Today, we are going to be making something from an old Japanese recipe that'll be sure to turn on your hubby. First, we take 1 cup of thoroughly sifted gallic acid, which we pour into 3 cups of water in a large bowl. Now we stir briskly until the powder is dissolved. Make sure that all the powder is dissolved. Next, take 1.5 cups of dimethyl sulfonate and adding slowly to our mixture, stir until dissolved. Now, ladies, you'll need a Melitta coffee filter through which to pour your batter. Remember, use Melitta, it's the best. Now, you see the white batter left in the filter? Take this and place in a medium-sized saucepan and warm gently on the stove. Remember, we discussed this last week. Just the right temperature is very important, so be careful, ladies. Make sure it's just gently warm. Slowly add 3 tablespoons of thionyl chloride. What a nice aroma. Doesn't that make your kitchen smell good? Let it set there for about 10 minutes. While this is cooking, here's a message from our sponsor.
Are you tired of flushing the toilet and always calling the Roto-Rooter man with those expensive sewer bills? Well, take a look at the EcoCan by General Hygiene Incorporated, the largest maker of recycling toilets. The EcoCan has these features. 1, a pyrolytic hydrolysizer for complete compactization of your invaluable refuse. And 2, a technocracy-designed zirconium-lubricated vibrafoam valve to release an eclectically prescribed overdose of Caperi coli to biodegrade your compacted compost. It's just like having your own private ecosystem in your bathroom, friends. This fantastic example of American technocracy can be in your own home for as little as $4.99 for the EcoCan with lid and only $9.49 for the bacteria Caperi coli. So don't wait any longer. Supply is limited. Do your part for ecology today. Buy the GH EcoCan.
Hello again, friends. Well, that pan should be nice and warm by now. Take it off the stove and add 1¼ cups of sodium cyanide and also add 1 cup of water to keep it moist. We don't want to let our mixture dry out, do we, ladies? Heat this to a rapid boil for 15 minutes. We're doing fine so far, aren't we, ladies? Take your Melitta filter and pour the sauce through again. Again, take the doughy substance left on the filter and add it to 1½ cups of Wesson oil in a nice serving bowl. You can use Mazola, but we prefer to use Wesson because we know Wesson oil is lighter, don't we, ladies? Oh boy, we're almost done. Next, we add just 2 tablespoons of lithium aluminum hydride and a generous pinch of salt. Remember, ladies, don't be stingy with that salt. My, that's pretty. All right, ladies, now chill the mixture for 1 hour and serve while still cold. You can decorate this any way you wish, so use your imagination. Feel free to use bright colors and have a good time. Treat your husband to mescaline delight tonight. Well, that's all for today, ladies. Thank you for letting me into your homes. Tune in next time when we'll be making mint truffles. Until then, may your kitchen be bright and happy.
Eloise's next show will be next Thursday at 9 a.m. right here on KBLX Radio, Box Springs.
Are you tired of the pressures of city life? Escape! Yes, you too can own a miniature A-frame cabin and up to 1/64th of an acre of virgin wilderness in Desolation Pines. Located just 1½ hours west of Salt Lake City on Interstate 80, Desolation Pines offers you many outdoor recreational facilities. Spend restful weekends fishing for brine shrimp in the many stagnant pools just a short walk from your front door. Your children will thrill to many adventuresome afternoons probing about the picturesque salt fields. No troublesome insects at Desolation Pines. Nothing lives there. Supermarkets, shopping centers, schools, and churches all conveniently located miles away. Sewer lines and utilities will be available pending closure of the nearby nuclear testing facility. So join with your neighbors today, friend, and own a bit of depraved American wilderness. Prices start at just $45,000. Desolation Pines is a subdivision of Rip Off Realtors, Dickey, Colorado.